Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you once again to The Ranch Hand. It is your source for all things farming related, whether you're living on the land or you're just lending a hand. This is your number one source for all the news and info that you're needing. I am, of course, Billy Belt Buckle Sanders, your host here, with my co-host, Mr. Travis Tumbleweed Brooks. Travis, how you doing today?
How y'all doing?
Yep, that's the question. You're doing as good as you look, because you look honestly pretty horribly today.
Well, you know how it goes.
I do. You're having a rough time out there on the farmstead. I know you guys had that big dry spell out there. Your crops have kind of dried up a little bit. You had any success trying to get those babies back?
Nope.
No, none at all.
It's a pretty desolate winter out here.
It's true. We're having one of the most frigid winters we've ever had. I can't recall it ever dipping this low before. I found myself out there actually on my cabbages. I had to get little coats for them. It helps keep them dry. And when those dew drops come in the morning, the condensation, you know all about this, right? Out there with your crops.
See, that's the thing that people don't understand about the agriculture is it's hard.
It is hard. Absolutely, it is. I mean, like we say here, not any city slicker can come out here and do what we do. It's
country boys. Yes. We make do.
That's true. Yes. Country boys yes. Gotta survive.
We do make good here.
Yes. Oh, I didn't. Who's the little guy over there?
I'm actually 5'9". Thank you very much for having me on this podcast.
Of course.
This is the farm podcast, right?
Yeah, the Ranch Hand. Yes, it is.
And Ranch Hand, that's it.
Pretty much anyone here who has ranching experience, farming experience, welcome to the show, as always.
I have a large farm.
You have a large farm. Well, what is your name there, friend?
My name was.
Oh, don't be shy. Don't be shy, old friend.
We're welcome here.
I just born.
You were just born.
Well, not just. I also am still just born.
You're just being born right now?
Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. That is my name, Jess.
You know,
first name Jess.
Oh, wait. I understand, Travis. I understand.
Last name Born.
I get it now. There was a miscommunication, Travis.
I was also born.
You were
born. That is my name. Yes.
I see where the miscommunication came from. Mr. Yes. Born.
Big farm.
Well, you know what we say out here on the ranch. In the eyes of the Lord, we're all just born.
Some of us are just born again.
Not everyone. Just me is just born.
Well, we're all just born in the eyes of the Lord, my friend.
Okay, but legally on my ID, identification card, U.S., just born, my name.
I don't believe in big government.
For your date of birth, it says just born. Is that like born yesterday?
No, I was not just born yesterday. My name is just born. It'd be funny, but no.
It would be double funny, yes. You already are, the name
okay,
you got.
This is, do you? I just come on the show to get my name made fun of? Or do I talk about my big farm?
Well, I would like to get to your big farm in just a moment here. This is The Ranch Hand, where we talk all things farming related. But first, your name, you have to admit, it is quite unique.
It's not American.
It's which not.
Is maybe the confusion.
Where are you from?
I prefer not to say for safety of my ranch.
Oh, well, understood. Yeah, we... I know Travis out here, he's a big proponent of making sure people don't get doxxed, so...
I don't know what that means.
Travis, why don't you explain to him what doxing is?
Dox?
Getting doxxed.
Where you take
is,
two penis?
You see, no, I'm not talking about the sexual act that occurs between two men that are in love, or possibly not in love. I'm not going to judge anybody.
Yes.
We appreciate all forms of love out here on the ranch, but doxing is when...
Surprising.
Doxing is when you have your personal information posted on the internet in order for people to track you down or engage in what they call witch hunting.
It's Travis. He's our resident tech guru here on this podcast.
It doesn't sound like he has ranch.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, you guys... we do. Speaking of ranching, though, why don't you tell us about your big farm you got out there? Your big farm, what are you farming for?
I have big fields.
Big field?
There's a lot of traffic on that person's ranch.
Big, wow. You got a big farm. Field.
Big grass, yes.
Big grass. When you say big grass, do you mean like the size of the grass is larger than normal?
Both, because...
I only gave you one option.
Well, yes. So, large fields full of big grass.
Gotcha. Yes. Okay.
Right.
What
And my animals, they need to eat big grass to grow bigger.
Are they big animals?
Well...
No, not, that doesn't sound like a yes.
They're not that big, no. You might recognize them. They have a lot of different colors. Some are sparkly.
Like a peacock.
Some are... Wait. No. They come in... They're very bright, fluorescent colors. Right? Well, some of them are.
I mean, I suppose.
That sounds like a peacock.
No. Not peacock. No.
Do these peacocks animals have names?
Too big. Yes.
Okay.
I do not want to give my farm away too many detail.
Understood. Okay. Understood.
So I believe that what our friend is worried about here is that he's caring for some sort of exotic animal, and if we find out what it is, it's going to be an exotic animal that has such a high street value that we're going to be able to triangulate his position just by trying to find out where this market is.
They're really only valuable one, sometimes 2 days out of the year.
He's playing smart on his internet safety, and I gotta say, I appreciate that about somebody. You can never be too careful these days. And
Travis Tumbleweed Brooks, you are our resident intellectual savior here. Always make sure that everyone is just up to speed with whatever the conversation is about.
Yes.
I always try to keep my finger on the pulse of the community. Have you guys heard of Vine?
Yes, I have. I've posted a lot of my little animals on the Vine 6 Seconds.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to see where that platform is going. It's really unique.
I have not. I don't think it exists.
Tumbleweed, we got some bad news for you, buddy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I do have to admit that my knowledge of the internet comes from my daughter gave me a tablet for Christmas one year, and when she was showing me how to use it, I accidentally downloaded some web pages from 2016, and I've kind of just been going through those before bed every night. And
that's right, Mr. Big Farm Travis Brooks here, he's living life kind of like one of those European countries where they get pop culture stuff like 5 to 10 years after America does. So that's kind of how his farm is a little bit of a time capsule in that way.
Europe, yes. Very familiar with Europe, yes.
Oh, I'm slowly making my way.
He got pretty excited when he heard Europe.
So by what you're saying is that you're somewhere in Europe.
Well, I did not say that explicitly.
Tumbleweed, go ahead and mark off the other countries, Europe, from our map here. We're going to figure out where this guy's from.
All right, that's one down.
You can try all you want, but my little animals, they sell once a year vibrant colors.
Little guy, I have to ask you, how do you feel about Romania?
That's a good question. It's nice.
So I have not taken over that. I mean, they are not part of... I mean...
I'm sorry?
We are... Let's just move away from Romania.
What was that? There may have been some interference. Did you say you have not taken over?
Yes,
Romania.
No, I did not say that. No.
Son, on this farm here, we believe that love is love and people are people. But I draw the line at people trying to overthrow the government or local authorities. Podcast?
I don't know why we are trying to get involved with my country of origin. Okay, I want to talk about. Yeah, I want we'll to talk about to my your, animals.
Yes, well, I apologize. I apologize.
Little
please.
Packages.
Sit down. Please sit down.
Excuse me.
We'll get back to your shiny to animals.
Yes. My brightly colored little tiny animals. Side by side. But before that, they roam the grass. And they have to eat it to get really nice and puffy.
I'm thinking over here that it could be a flamingo of some type.
Oh.
Wait,
those are pretty colorful and
no. Just
hold on, Tumbleweed. Let me talk to you. let me talk you over here real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are stepping away from the mics.
Yep. Just one moment, sir. Well, okay. Mr. Goodname, what was
your name? I guess I'll just vamp on the spot. I was just born. I am still just born.
I don't know why I would think. I don't know why I would think your name was Goodname. It's ridiculous. Okay. Yes.
Now that's one good name.
Okay, you guys just step over there. I'll just vamp with the podcast audience.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Tumbleweed. He says he's got some clues he's dropping out there. He's got his animals come in pairs and they're fluffy and shiny. What you got anything from that?
Oh, I heard pears.
To me,
don't want to say pears. Sorry, oh,
we got a little looky-loo on our hands.
Just not pears.
Not pears.
I just want to make that clear.
Just a couple.
Okay, I'm going to stand over here now.
No, we don't grow pears. Mr. Born today?
Born again. That sounds about right. Yes. See, we have a saying out here on the ranch, and that's we're all born again in the eyes of the Lord.
Well, that's not really, that has nothing to do with my name. My name is Just Born, so.
Just Born, that's right. Yes. Mr. Born, yes. Yes. Could you please recap your special animals? Yes. What is it?
Ah, my animals. Yes, I love them.
He loves his animals.
I love them.
Don't
so
we
much.
All?
What? You have to grow them. Yes, what was your question?
If you could describe your animals.
I don't want to be too detailed. No, I cannot be too detailed with my animals.
As detailed as you care to be. Big field.
Is there something that you're hiding, son? You seem very nervous.
No, I'm not nervous. No, not yet. No, I mean, no.
Oh, what was that?
Excuse me.
Tumbleweed, write this down.
I'm sorry.
Big field with little tiny animals. They eat all the grass. They start out very small, very soft. They get a little bit bigger. Kind of squishy.
Squishy animal.
I have to work very hard for 8 months out of the year. And then the final 2 months, we have to go into post-production and, you know, go organize all the shipping and everything. And then we put them, they have to be well-behaved, and we line them up sometimes 5 or 6 at a time. Very brightly colored. They say they get their colors from the grass that we feed them. Special grass, this field.
Special grass.
Large field. Yes. Magic. Hmm.
Magic.
You one of them.
No, I did not say that. No. I did not say magic.
You growing some of them hippogriffs from that Harry Potter thing that the kids on the internet are so wild about right now?
No, hips are not. They're too big. Very small.
Okay.
Yes.
We're getting closer. How big is it compared to a bread box?
You could fit several dozen in a bread box.
Several dozen?
Several dozen.
Yes. If you just squeeze them in there, yes, you could fit a lot in there, I imagine. They're very soft, very squishy, very malleable. Actually,
now,
it's a good property.
I'm just a simple farm man, so I have to ask this just because I wouldn't feel good if I let this slide right now.
Okay.
When you fit them into the bread box, are they still alive?
No, because you've shoved too many of them. I'm not saying they should be shoved into the bread box. I'm just saying with the amount of squish and give that their little bodies have, you could fit a lot in a bread box. I'm not saying you should do that.
Do you sell these for profit?
Yeah. Oh, tons of people love. Well, we've fallen off a little bit on the taste side of things. You know, a lot of people, we were very big about, what year is this?
Currently?
Yes.
I believe it's 20,
it's the best
sorry about
year,
this, 20.
It's the best year it's... on record, 2021. We just
oh
got out
God.
Of the woods.
I can't believe we have cleared the,
okay. We're looking to the future.
So, we were really big, maybe 70 years.
70.
Sorry.
70 Tumble,
years.
We do
sorry.
Math.
50 that's... or 60, not 70. I'm sorry. That's too long.
19...
That's too far.
That's 1950.
Yes.
That's Commie Central. Yes. And you know what? That's just valid with me because we all come from different walks of life and we all have different political and social beliefs. But the important thing is that we all get along with each other.
Yes, we are all ranchers, yes.
Tumbleweed, yes. He's one of the most welcoming and loving ranchers.
I gotta tell you, this internet thing has changed my life. I found this thing called Tumblr. Have you Have you ever heard of Supernatural?
Yet. No.
I do remember that period of your life where you were going by tumbleweed. That was
That was a great time. That was a great time.
It was wonderful. You know, you were going around
not get that joke. I do not understand.
What was that?
Sorry, this is just some American thing that I do not understand.
Oh, so well, son. Tumblr is a worldwide thing. Anybody can.
Oh yes, we already established. I apologize.
Everybody's welcome on Tumblr, son. You should try it sometime.
Never heard of that in my life.
You could write some stories about your colorful bread box dead creatures. Sorry.
Tumbleweed, hold on. we glossed over a very important fact here.
No, we did not.
I'm sorry.
I believe Mr. Bourne here said he is 95 years old.
Yes, well, I did not want to say anything. I keep my little birdies. They are bits of my soul. Yes.
Now I do have to say you're pretty animated, pretty energetic for a gentleman of your age. Not that there's anything wrong with being that old, of course. As we say here on the
ranchers, as fellow ranchers, yes, we work very hard. Very good bodies. Yes.
Yeah. Well, as we say here on the ranch, in the eyes of the Lord, we're all the same age.
That's true. We are all the same age. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast.
Anytime, old friend.
I don't know if that's how the eyes of the Lord works, Tumbleweed. I think there's some things you might need to brush up on just a little bit.
Well, you know what we say out here on the ranch, bud, is that in the eyes of the Lord, anybody's interpretation of what the eyes of the Lord could be is valid.
Yes.
I you have said that. That's true. I have heard that.
Yes, I say it all the time.
On the side of the Lord.
Yeah, yes, on all sides.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yes.
As gods over the human race. Yes.
Shoulder to shoulder. If you stand three ranch hands shoulder to shoulder, then they'll stand just about as tall as God.
And
that's that's what they say.
All of our people we are grape flavored, strawberry flavored.
Excuse me?
Vanilla flavored products.
Now,
yes.
I didn't realize that people had flavors. Are you doing kind of a joke thing?
No. My little birdies, they have these little flavors that we give to them.
They're birds.
Yes. Yes, they are.
They're birds.
You gave us that one. That one's a freebie. You can't take that back.
I cannot take that
back. A few more things I can mark off the list then.
Make sure you write that down. I want to just take a second here, though, Mr. Bourne. If you're a fascinating person, I would love to learn more about you, but you're very keeping it close to the vest.
I have to. If anyone found out about who I actually am.
I would love if we could take a break here real quick. Yes. Get a word from our sponsors for the week.
Sponsors, yes.
Oh, you like sponsors? Big fan of sponsors here, Mr.
Big
Just
fan
Born.
Of sponsors. Love the sponsors. Yes, around the one time a year, I guess we use a lot of sponsors.
Lots of
advertising.
One time. Okay.
Well, so now twice a year, but it used to be just once a year. Now we're kind of. You know, you just spread markets and, you know, you start out with one thing, then you have to diversify your portfolio, things like that, you know, business ranch speech.
Yeah, it's all about that portfolio diversification. Yes.
You know, exactly. I should have gone to more breaks because I feel like as we're coming up on a break, you started spewing all kinds of information at us.
Well, I did start talking a little bit too. I'll bring it back.
Also feel like your voice has changed.
It did a little
now,
bit.
You know.
It started up
do
like
you need
this
a drink of water?
Down here.
Do you need a little
yes,
sip?
Yes, sir.
We'll take a break here. We'll take a little sip of water here and we'll you clear your throat and we'll see what's going on. As we return here to the ranch hand right after these messages. Okay. Tumbleweed, are those new boots you got there?
Oh, yeah. They're I just made them.
You just made them. What are those?
You put
Bessie down.
She'd been sick for a real long while. Okay. So it was about time. And I was craving some chicken fried steak. So I kind of just let nature take its course.
Well, sometimes it's a beautiful thing. What happens? You got to use all parts of the cow.
By
afterwards.
Take its course, do you mean use a gun?
Oh no,
or
no!
Did
of
you
course
just
I'm
wait
not.
50 years to
no, I'm not. I'm not cruel.
Okay.
See, we use all natural methods here. So what I like to do is let nature run its course. I take the sick cow out into the pasture, let it have a nice final meal, and then I make it run laps around the pen until it collapses from exhaustion. I kind of just accelerate nature taking its course that way.
Now, Tumbleweed, didn't I see you out there with was that you with the giant pillow on that poor cow's face? Is it
that sometimes when they collapse, they like to hold on for a really long time, and I don't like to look them in the eyes while I, you know, let nature take its course.
Where did you get a pillow that big?
I had it custom made.
You had a custom made pillow specifically for putting your cows out of their misery?
That seems
expensive. I downloaded this webpage on my tablet in 2015 called Etsy. And I found a really wonderful page that sells a lot of humane life-ending livestock supplies, and I've gotten a lot of use out of that pillow.
That's a very, very narrow market that they're aiming for.
Well, I discovered that animal cruelty is kind of a hot button issue on the internet, so I try to keep it natural.
Did you have them make a nice embroidery on the
pillow? Of course. It says Travis. It says Travis is killing pillow.
That's beautiful.
I don't want anybody to accidentally use that pillow
to sleep
for anything
on.
Other than that. Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to be sleeping on a death pillow.
Yeah, you don't want that. There's a lot of bad karma surrounding that one.
Oh yeah, these pillows for smothering.
Yeah, so I like to make sure that my animals leave this plane in a natural way through methods such as suffocation or
natural methods. Nothing more natural than the lungs gasping for air.
Yeah, I mean, anybody could suffocate. Sometimes it's just nature taking its course. And you know what we say here on the ranch is that in the eyes of the Lord, we're all natural causes.
Yes, the Lord does look at us.
I did see that pillow in your living room as well. That embroidery pillow.
I'm finding a lot of quotes that I didn't know about on that Tumblr website. It's pretty interesting.
You're getting a lot of those quotes embroidered too, and throughout your house.
It's a lot of embroidery.
I gotta say this internet thing's pretty incredible. I come up with an idea, and then I wait for my daughter to come visit me again, and then I tell her about the idea, and then she just goes to the internet and gets it done. I don't know how it's done.
Tumbleweed, I thought that Abigail wasn't allowed to, or rather, you were not allowed to see Abigail. Is that court order been lifted? Is that no longer the issue? You're crying.
Wow, that's a lot of tears.
We're trying to work through a lot of things. We've come a long way ever since not proud of saying it, but I kicked her out of the house because she wanted to become a politician, and that's fine. I don't particularly trust them, but I'm open to somebody living a political lifestyle. That's fine. It's just been hard. Country boys and politics don't mix. You know, that's what we always say.
You wrote a song about that, didn't you?
I did.
Mr. Bourne,
you're a musician.
Mr. Bourne, you got Tumbleweed here. He is one of a kind here. He's got a lot of music experience here. But it's Tim McGraw's Don't Take the Girl. That's about you, isn't it?
That is about me. I was the one.
You were the
boy
who didn't want the girl.
I was
to go anywhere.
There was a little bit of embellishment in that song. That girl, unfortunately, did.
She did go
meet the Lord, as we say.
Oh
she
my goodness!
Part of that happening?
Was it during the birth when she was dying, or the robber, or the fishing trip?
The story was a little bit embellished. We were afraid that mainstream audiences wouldn't be able to handle it, but it was a combination of the two. It was a robbery during birth.
That's very unfortunate.
A man broke into the hospital room.
At your most vulnerable time.
During my most vulnerable time. It's hard to think about, but some people are just heartless, you know? Some people just don't have any problem holding up a newborn baby for all that they're worth.
What was he coming for? Tumbleweed? What could possibly be in that room that a robber was trying to get his hands on?
You know, it's entirely possible that he mistook that little baby for its mama and thought that maybe the baby had a little wallet. It's hard to say these days, man.
Like, this is just tragedy.
There was a lot of lead in the paint back there, and some sources say that lead in the paint is connected to rises in violence throughout the 80s and 90s, but I won't get into that.
Well, Tumbleweed, you are just a open book, and I thank you for always just letting us into your world, because it's fascinating. But Mr. Bourne,
yes.
If you don't mind, I would like to. Which one was it?
Oh yes, I was just answering, giving you several affirmatives.
Okay, yes, I appreciate that. If you don't mind, I would like to at least get back in a roundabout way to your farm. I know you don't want to get exactly specific with your farm.
We were talking about newborns and how soft little newborns are. That's how I see all my little birdies. They're all a bunch of little softies.
Do you gauge everything on your farm by how soft it is?
Yes, that's a big factor in how soft the little birdies get. You know, with all the grass that they get very soft, but they stay very small. It's very surprising.
It's very surprising. Your big fields with big grass,
yes.
But
lots
you have
of grass.
You
yes,
have tiny birds.
Yes, lots of tiny little birds. Yes.
Well, that's...
And we have to send them all over the world. We have so many birds.
Now I'm control effing here on the entire internet circa 2015.
What does that mean, Tumbleweed? What are you doing?
When you control F something, it means that you can find it on the page, which basically means you can type in any word and it will find it on the internet.
Oh, I thought we were getting
control F does.
I thought you were being blue here.
Oh, of course not. Never.
Yes.
I draw the line.
So what did you find with your control F?
Now, I Googled because he's talking about little birds, and I'm trying to figure this mystery out. So I went ahead I Googled the words bird and grass. Or it's not, yes. Googled. I'm sorry. That's another term that we like to use on the internet. I control F'd the word grass and bird. And I came up with 900,453 results. So I'm just going to dive into that and see if I can find myself any clues.
I'll start writing these down.
You know, the one time of the year, you know, I get very emotional because of my little birdies. We have to send them out across the world, mainly to America, because a lot of fat Americans. And we've started expanding our market, as I've said. You know, we did start looking at one holiday around April. You know, it gets very busy.
Now, my good...
looking at another holiday.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there.
Yes.
Mr. What was your name again?
My name, I was just born. I still am just born.
Okay. I'm going to have to interrupt you there because my other friend, whose name is also temporarily escaping me, seems to be having a bit of a fit over there.
Yes, you seem to have had a little bit of a... Are you okay, sir?
You doing okay there, son?
You talking to me, old too much Billy sugar. Belt Buckle Sanders?
Oh, I'm talking to you, Billy Belt Buckle Davis.
Sanders. I think it's Sanders.
Oh, it says here. It says here on the copy that... It says here on the copy that it's Davis.
Oh, you guys have copy.
my apologies.
That's great. I love a good, you know, well thought out podcast.
I was just.
He knows I'm just messing with him. We've been doing this for 437 episodes over the course of 10 years.
This is a very well established podcast.
No, we never miss a week for our fans.
I was really? Just.
How many weeks is that?
It's a lot. Us country boys make do, you know.
Well, I'd like to know the number, 437. How many weeks?
He's going to calculate those. I see him.
Us farmers never learned how to count.
Well, you see, all of us.
It's a uniform. It's a uniform.
437 weeks, right?
Well, I'm just curious about his farm here. If you don't mind, yes. I'd like to ask some questions here.
Yes,
you've got big fields. You've got big grass.
Yes,
you like tiny little birds.
Yes, little birds.
Is all they eat the grass?
Yes, that's all they eat is the grass.
They don't drink nothing? They don't...
No, there's enough water in the grass
to keep
that
them...
they get enough from that. Yeah, they don't really
need anything else. Where
really, the grass, yes?
Are these birds indigenous to wherever it may be you're from?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've maybe moved some of them from another place and then introduced them to the area, and they just make them. So it really is for production purposes, so... It doesn't really matter where they're from. It's more where they're going. Supermarkets.
Oh, supermarkets.
Targets.
How do you get them Walmarts. To the supermarkets? Well,
we have to package them, unfortunately. But we don't package them by themselves. Well, sometimes they're by themselves. A lot of the times they go with their friends, like five or six at a time, in a little wrapper, side by side.
Oh, so you are processing, quote unquote, I'm giving you big finger quotes here.
Yes.
Processing. These poor birds.
Yes,
not poor
they
birds.
Do have...
We're both...
Not poor. No, they left a very good life.
We're all ranch folk here. We understand
the
circle
exactly.
of life and
yes.
farms and ranches. Isn't that right? Tumbleweed?
Yep.
Thank you.
Sometimes sometimes oblong. Not necessarily circular all the time.
And they come in many colors?
A lot of colors. A lot of bright colors.
Colors.
They get a lot of color.
Like I was saying,
April, May time, we have to kind of, you know, send a whole bunch out. And then usually that was the one time a year. And then it's really picked up around, you know, October, end of October at time.
Halloween.
The birds, they don't really like this, but, you know, we have to reshape them. They are very soft still, but the shape, they don't really look like birds anymore because... We have to press them down, as you would in a.
With their bones.
Yes, unfortunately, and that we have to make them into little pumpkin shapes. You know, we've been losing a lot of money. They're not very popular anymore, as I said before. You know, 50 years ago.
Are you in the business of selling those peeps?
Yes, you have heard of my peeps.
So you're talking about the Easter.
I got it from here, Tumbleweed.
Yes, the
Mr. Barnes.
Peeps. Yes,
if I may, the Easter peeps.
It's not just Easter anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
We have expanded.
I don't mean to undersell what your contribution is.
Yes. These little peeps.
These little peeps.
Yes.
You're saying you've entire farm.
Yes.
That grows and raises.
Yes. Where do you think they come from?
What? Well, you fucking got me. That's...
Are you a... I have to ask this:
we
is
have
this
to
some
grow
sort
the
of
little birdies?
Is this some sort of personal operation, or are you in any way affiliated with Just Born Quality Confections LLC and their brands?
Well, that's where I came from. Now, sort of a one man operation that has expanded a little bit. Like I said, 50 years ago we were doing very well. You know, now not so much with the people, and they don't like the sweets.
Everyone's keto and
yeah. Exactly. So the little birdies, so what I've had to do is put my soul into these birds.
And, I tell you, ever since Atkins came around, that really just ruined the confectionery sugar
you're
industry.
Talking about, you're talking about Roger Atkins, the guy who opened up the farm next to yours, Tumbleweed, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, and he took my wife, too.
As a
business partner, we're still happily married
and monogamous
with each other. Yes. But she did leave my company and go to work for
Tumbleweed. You are one of the most trusting people I have ever met. It's just one
and
of
I,
your best
qualities. I like to think that I'm a very trusting person, but I understand sometimes the money is good in other places, and you have to chase your best interests.
It's true. And the fact that you're giving her the ability to go do that, that speaks volumes of for yourself.
Yes.
Mr. Bourne, if I may, what's next for the Peep Foundation? Well, what do you call yourself?
Like I said, it's just me, just Bourne. You know, I've had to kind of come up with a new business strategy. As I said, I'm 96 years old, I believe is what I said before.
You look wonderful for your age.
Thank you. Absolutely. Really, how I got there was, let's just say less than savory means, you know, the peeps. Well, the peeps, you know, there's not that many. You know, the audience has shrunk. Yes, so and to keep my soul nourished, it's dependent on the amount of peeps people eat.
So you're forcing a smaller amount of people to consume a large quantity of these peeps.
Yes. And with these peeps, you see, their souls are then become bound to me.
The peep souls?
Through the peeps. No, the person who consumed the peeps, you see. So I need more people to eat the peeps.
Well, the you know, Tumbleweed knows a lot about peep souls. Tumbleweed, yes. You like to hang out with those peep souls, right?
I'm sorry. The peeps are full of souls?
No. You misunderstand me. The peeps have pieces of my soul.
Of your soul.
As they are consumed, I then take control over the consumer's soul.
Mr. Bourne, I'm going to interrupt.
Rip their life force out of their body.
I'm going to interrupt for just a second.
And nourish my body.
Mr. Bourne, please. I'm going to interrupt for just a second. I don't think it was a matter of him being misunderstanding you. I think it was a matter of you not explaining yourself properly.
Yeah, you are correct. Yes. And I seem to have given away too much.
Far too much. It seems like once a certain detail came out, you were an open book.
Well, this is a very critical time. I need to sell peeps. I came on this show to get the word out. Eat the peeps.
Eat the peeps.
Please. Yes.
Do you want to hashtag that?
Yes, hashtag. Yes, the Twitters.
Hashtag.
I've just taken on to Twitters, yes.
Everyone go out there and hashtag eat the peeps.
Eat the peeps. Please. And if your loved ones suddenly crumple,
excuse me,
fall into a ball of black mass,
I'm sorry,
that's normal after eating the peeps. My soul will live on as part of theirs is consumed by my body.
Huh.
I'm sorry, but what the fuck?
Mr. Bourne, this is not what we expected of you.
We were talking about farming. I raised a little farms. I tear apart of my piece of my soul to make them nice and fluffy with the grass. I ship the peeps from the farm.
I'm on board with all of this so far.
Yes. This is a ranch podcast. I talked about my ranch with the peeps. I'm just taking a moment to tell your listeners, eat the peeps.
Hashtag eat the peeps.
It must happen. Yes, hashtag eat the peeps. Get that trending worldwide, please.
Now,
eat
I do
the peeps.
I do have to ask, is this some sort of double entendre? Because I have seen on the internet, sometimes people will shorten the word people to peeps. Are you trying to instruct people to eat people, or?
No, that's actually it. It is, but for me, eating people's souls. So I am eating the peeps.
But you're not eating
so
people.
You could,
but I am not eating people.
Oh, thank
I'm
God.
I'm eating just their souls.
Okay. I think we had a bit of a misunderstanding there for a second.
Oh, yes, let's clear that up.
So if anything, you would be tweeting out hashtag eat the peeps and then parentheses.
Just the marshmallow product specifically around Easter or Halloween time. That's fine. Yes. All of that.
Close parentheses.
Hashtag. Yes.
Exactly. Now, can I ask what would happen just out of curiosity if I were to, say, receive a package of peeps from my lovely daughter, Abigail or whatever, and I held on to it, and I consumed it around maybe December?
No good. No.
Would that be harmful for me, or would that be harmful for you and your sort of soul bottom line?
Well, you see, my soul, like I said, goes into these peeps. As sort of like a peep virus to attack your peep. Sorry, to attack your human soul through my peep virus. Yes.
Tumbleweed, you writing this down?
Are you trying to speak metaphorically and say that when you eat peeps, it touches your soul?
I'm not metaphoric at all. It actually
so it literally grasps at your human soul,
taking your soul as if I was there, taking your human life force, and then through my demigod powers, return that soul complete back to me and nourish my body.
Now there's this gentleman that I've read quite a bit about. There's this gentleman from a series called Mortal Kombat that everybody yes. seems to want to have sex with on Tumblr.com. He steals souls. Is that kind of the thing that you're going for? Is it like a Shang Tsung situation? Or?
Yes, kind of I did it before him. Let's be honest. You know, that came out what 95.
You could say I was a progenitor
to that. They kind of came to me for inspiration, and I said, well, you can license this idea from me.
Are you
this in the game? So I do get licensing from them. Not necessarily, that doesn't nourish my soul. So in terms of my immortality, I'm still dependent on human soul consumption.
So what you're saying is you were pursued and had the career opportunity of a lifetime, but even all of the money that they could pay you still wasn't enough to fill the hole in your soul. Man, that's something that I think we can all relate to. It just really shows you just out here on the ranch in the eyes of the Lord, we're all the same.
Tumbleweed,
thank you so much
for
bringing the Lord back into this.
Tumbleweed's got a way of bookending a podcast here like no other. Tumbleweed's my man.
Yes, I do like this Tumbleweed. Yes, don't eat any peeps.
I wanted to
keep you around.
Wait, oh, I see. Yes, I thought it was.
I was talking specifically to
Tumble. Okay,
You can still have some peeps there, Billy Davis Sanders.
Yes, you can.
Old belt buckle.
That's right.
As I like to call him.
Yes, sir.
And many other people as well. Everybody calls him that, man.
He does.
As world known as, you know, belt buckle. That's everyone knows, and everyone knows why. So there's no need to explain it. So
we are not explaining it. Yes.
So
we're moving on from this topic.
Just ask any of the 15 million weekly listeners that we have on this agriculture podcast.
Absolutely, because you know when it comes to all things farming related. And, you know, like we say, whether you're living off the land or lending a hand, we say it every week. We say it all the time.
Yes, you do. You do say that
every
week.
Single episode.
Yes.
So it's
436 times.
Yes, absolutely. We want to thank you all for coming in. Mr. Bourne. I can't remember. Just Bourne. There it is.
Yes. I was just born. Still am.
You are. Thank you for wandering over towards our podcast. That was
thank you so much.
Fantastic to meet you and learn fascinating details about the ins and outs of peep culture.
Yes,
maybe.
Well, they don't have a lot of culture. They're just
no cultures.
Just little birdies. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. No culture.
Yes.
Tumbleweed. Yes. Once again, I thank you, my best friend, for being here. Once again, my co-host, I could not do this without you.
Yes.
It's always a pleasure.
Mr. Bourne is there. You said to tweet out the hashtags. Do you have any way for the people to follow you?
In character or out of character?
Maybe just... Maybe both.
Oh, okay.
You can find him on twitter.com/peeps.
Yes. Follow the peeps Twitter, please. Let them know, you know, you will commit to buying a large sample of peeps around the Easter time that's coming up. That's the next major holiday, as we know. After Martin Luther King.
I'm actually going to go and let them know right now.
Oh, yes. You can actually buy Valentine's Day peeps. We've just started
adding
that into the store. We gotta get a piece of your soul for your little, for the love of your life, and then bring that soul to me so I can have it for my body.
Sounds lovely. It sounds like you know your business like no other. And the sun is going down here on the ranch, as you can tell. It gets a little loopy after dark. So, with that, Tumbleweed, is there anything you'd like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say the same thing that we say here every week on
why don't we all say
ranch
at the same
ranch
time
podcast.
Yes.
And, you know, as we all say it, go ahead, Tumbleweed, and we'll say it with you. Don't worry.
What, you know what we say here on the ranch is that when you're farming, you're not with heaven.
That's it. Was there anything? Was there another part?
When you're farming with the farmers.
When you're on the farm, your hands are handy.
In the farmers.
Everybody.
If you're not coming,
you're pissing. That's it. That's the one. If you're not coming, you're pissing. You know. I'm glad that Mr. Bourne here listens to the podcast every week.
Yes, an avid listener.
He turned out to be a big fan. He had us going for a second there.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, that'll do it for us here at the Ranch Hand. So just remember once more.
when you're on the farm, it's time to farm. Man, I would fuck up some peeps.
I fucking hate peeps.